We continue our reading of the prophet Isaiah, turning to chapter 28, beginning at verse 14. We'll read to the end of the chapter. Now, Isaiah is prophesying judgment upon Jerusalem, a judgment that, in fact, would come true. And there are scoffers, just as is always the case. In fact, we'll talk about this in the evening sermon as the prophet Hosea is scoffed at because the world is not like the biblical teaching of God's judgment, particularly since it is sin that is condemned and the world is filled with sin. And here they have an interesting approach. Isaiah speaks of a covenant they have made with death that God is not going to honor. Now, in general, he's talking about people making up their own doctrine of salvation. And so you'll present to them, here's the biblical message of God's judgment on sin, here's his way of salvation. And they go, no, I've got my own understanding with the man upstairs. Other cavalier language. I'm not worried about death. I've got an answer for that. And God says in this, yes, but your answer is invalid. And you should be in terror of death. And he's going to work out here this a little bit. Now, he makes a famous statement, Isaiah, he's quoting from Psalm 118, which came much earlier than him. Behold, I lay as a foundation in Zion a precious cornerstone. In this context, God says, I am the one who will determine the way of salvation. If you would like, if you want an edifice, as it were, of salvation life, I am the one who's going to build it. And of course, that is a reference to the Lord Jesus Christ. The New Testament is filled with citations of those words with respect to Jesus. The cornerstone is that which anchors the building. All comes from it. So is Jesus. He is the way. He is the truth. He is the life. People say, why must I come by that one way to salvation? And the correct answer is, with what mercy and grace God has given you that one way. He is the only way by which you may be saved. And God continues the passage. He makes comparisons to a farmer and a cook who's preparing food. And he says, in effect, after you do all that preparation, the time comes when you serve the meal. He says, it's going to happen with my judgment. I will have talked about it. I will have prepared for it. Do you not realize the day is going to come when it arrives? Well, how important that we would trust in the Savior he has given. Let us now give ear to the reading of God's holy, inerrant, and life-giving word, beginning at verse 14 of Isaiah 28. Therefore, hear the word of the Lord, you scoffers who rule this people in Jerusalem, because you have said, we have made a covenant with death. And with Sheol, we have an agreement. When the overwhelming whip passes through, it will not come to us. For we have made lies our refuge, and in falsehood we have taken shelter. Therefore, thus says the Lord God, behold, I am the one who has laid as a foundation in Zion a stone, a tested stone, a precious cornerstone of a sure foundation. Whoever believes will not be in haste. And I will make justice the line and righteousness the plumb line. And hail will sweep away the refuge of lies and waters will overwhelm the shelter. Then your covenant with death will be annulled and your agreement with Sheol will not stand. When the overwhelming scourge passes through, you will be beaten down by it. And as often as it passes through, it will take you. For morning by morning it will pass through, by day and by night, and it will be sheer terror to understand the message. For the bed is too short to stretch oneself on, and the covering too narrow to wrap oneself in. For the Lord will rise up as on Mount Perazim, as in the valley of Gibeon he will be roused to do his deed. Strange is his deed, and to work his work, alien is his work. Now therefore do not scoff, lest your bonds be made strong. For I have heard a decree of destruction from the Lord God of hosts against the whole land. Give ear and hear my voice. Give attention and hear my speech. Does he who plows for sowing plow continually? Does he continually open and harrow his ground? When he has leveled its surface, does he not scatter dill and sow cumin, put wheat in rows and barley in its proper place and emmer as the border? For he is rightly instructed, his God teaches him. Dill is not threshed with the threshing sledge, nor is a cartwheel rolled over cumin, but dill is beaten out with a stick and cumin with a rod. Does one crush grain for bread? No, he does not thresh it forever. When he drives his cartwheel over it with his horses, he does not crush it. This also comes from the Lord of hosts. He is wonderful in counsel and excellent in wisdom. The grass withers and the flowers fall, but the word of our God abides forever. Amen.